Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and today I have the pleasure to speak with Ian Gotz, founder and CEO of Nimbus. Ian is a contributor to the eBizQ forum, and he also has a book coming out, People-Centric Process Management, which is what we're going to discuss in this podcast. So first of all, Ian, thank you so much for joining me today.
Great to be invited. Thank you.
Now, your new book is called People-Centric Process Management. Don't all processes essentially involve people?
Clearly they do, but I think the issue is that business process management, BPM, is both confused and confusing, particularly for people out there trying to look at business process management. They're confronted by a whole series of technologies and tend to get embroiled in the technology. And what the book's trying to say is that every process, whether it has lots of automated steps or lots of manual steps, is a combination of both things. And therefore, you need to look at it from how it affects the people, rather than diving straight into the technology and trying to automate the hell out of whatever they're doing. The book is really trying to draw people back and make them take a fresh look at what they've been doing.
Interesting. Now, BPM is a 20-year-old technology. Exactly what can your book bring that's new to BPM?
Yeah, BPM is old. Certainly the technology is old, and the principles behind it, which is about how you improve an operation's business performance, have been around since companies have existed. And it's interesting, in an upturn in the marketplace, people tend to maybe put an improvement about processes on the back burner. The moment that times become hard, then suddenly it has a real focus. I mean, Nimbus is probably actually had its best year ever in a downturn in the marketplace. The other question you asked was, what are we actually bringing to this which is new? I don't think we're bringing anything particularly new, but what we're actually doing is getting people to think about what the real basics, and basically highlighting those. One of the things we talk in the book is about the three R's. For some things, you already know, and we're reinforcing those. The second thing is that there may be areas you've forgotten, and the book will remind you about those things which are important. And then there may be other questions in the book which suddenly are aha moments for you. And that's where we're talking about being revealed. So it's sort of reinforcing, reminding, and revealing. And that's really what the book's trying to do, about things which actually we all ought to be worried about.
Well, and I also certainly agree that BPM is now as important to ever to today's enterprise. Would you say your book is actually anti-technology?
Absolutely not. The fact we talk about people, it's actually people, processes, and technology is actually what the book's all about. And we're leading with people because actually that's where it all starts. Every business now that is run basic on computers, you can't get away from technology. What we're trying to say, though, is that technology around business process management isn't what is typically considered BPM technology, which is the piece of software which automates a process, which embeds it into some sort of application. People out there have lots of manual activities, but they still need some sort of computer support for it. So it might be simply serving up to them the right document, the right form, giving them hints and tips at exactly the right time. And technology needs to do that. So what we're trying to say is, look, let's think about this from a process perspective, understand what the end-to-end process is, and then use the appropriate technology at the right point. Again, back to my earlier answer, which is, let's not dive straight into, let's use BPM technology, which is, quote, automation technology, to understand how to do things.
Right. Now, what would you say are some of the key questions around BPM today?
Well, okay. So some of the things that we talk about in the books are slightly unusual because they're all structured around the smart questions approach, which is two or three chapters of background. And then we get into a whole series of questions, not many answers, but lots of them are questions prompting you to think about what is important. And therefore, the book is structured around three key sets of areas. First are the people questions. Questions underneath, what's driving you? And there are a whole series of questions about what are the drivers behind even wanting to look at some sort of process improvement? Things like market impact, level of regulation, market competitiveness. And I won't go through all the questions. And against every question, I'm afraid there aren't any answers, but there are some points which are, what is the impact of the question, to make you think a bit more and get into the detail to come up with the answers. So around the people questions, we've got, what's driving you? What sort of organizational culture do you have? Are you open to process? Who are the people in the process? Are we looking at particular areas of the business? Are we looking at a particular end-to-end process which spans multiple silos? Or are we actually looking into the detail somewhere? and what governance, or what, and what benefits realization are we going to put in place to make sure that this actually is being delivered? So they're the people questions. The process questions are about the project, really. What's the project scope? How are you going to resource it? What approach are you going to use? Is it Lean Sigma? Is it a total quality management approach? Is it some other methodology? And what are the standards? Is BPMN appropriate? Maybe it isn't. Maybe BPMN is only around the technology side. Maybe there's a simpler standard which you require to make sure that end users can understand it. Are you going to have a center of excellence or a business process competency center? What sort of process governance? Because we need version control, some sort of compliance. How are we going to make sure that works? And then almost the most important question around process is, how are you going to communicate this? How are you going to roll it out? How can you make sure that this is not a one-off activity, but it's the start of some level of continuous improvement? So they're the process questions. And very quickly, just to finish off, the technology questions. So what's the audience? Who actually are we aiming this at? And what devices? Are they accessing this over the web? Do they have iPhones? Or are they the lucky few who have iPads? What's the enterprise architecture? So does this fit with other systems? How does this integrate with the existing systems you've got? Are they cloud-based solutions or are they on-premise? And what tools or application strategy have you got? And then we get to many, many companies have already done this activity of capturing processes many times before. That legacy content. The question is it worth anything? Is it worth converting? Is it better to start afresh and lose that old baggage? And then back to delivery and deployment. If we're delivering it out onto iPhones and onto the web, how are we going to do that? And in what format? Then back into support. What does IT need to do? Are there new tools and applications you're bringing into the organization? And is IT on board in terms of supporting that? And then the last set of questions really around vendor selection. Because choosing a business process management vendor may be very different from choosing a traditional application vendor. So that's how the questions are structured. And it's meant to be a way of prompting you to think through things. And you may call it simplistic, the checklist of checklists. And if that works for you, brilliant.
All right. Well, that's very interesting. Now, in the business world, essentially change is the norm. Then wouldn't that essentially dictate that BPM essentially has already had its day?
That's a great question. That's something we get asked all the time. People say, we're very innovative. We're just moving with the times. We're really having to change customers, whatever. All those, we need to change process management, that locks us down, that stifles innovation. And I'd have to agree with them that elements of their business, I'm sure, are very innovative. But in many industries, or maybe even their own area, there are elements of their business which they don't want to be innovative. I don't want you to be innovative about the way you fill out your expenses, or the way you create the form to fill out your expenses, or the way you book a sale, or the way we actually upgrade a server. There are many, many processes in organizations where elements of them actually we need to be quite structured, and we need to make sure that there's a degree of rigor there. Certainly in those industries where there's a level of compliance, absolutely we need this stuff written down. So the pharmaceuticals around drug safety, you'd hope that there was a consistent process there. Certainly in the oil and gas industry where health and safety is paramount, or in the financial services industry where the way that new accounts are set up or the way that sales are made or trades are made. There's a level of regulatory compliance. Now, what we need to do is balance that dichotomy, the balance of compliance, but having an area, an ability to drive a level of continuous improvement in a compliant environment. And I think that's the challenge that we now have within BPM in organizations. And that challenge is not going to go away.
Excellent answer. This is EbizQ's Peter Schoaf speaking with Ian Gotz of Nimbus. This wraps up part one of this podcast, and make sure you tune into part two of my podcast with Ian Gotz. Also, make sure you check out Ian's book, People-Centric Process Management. Ian, I look forward to speaking to you once again.
Hey, great to talk to you again. Thanks.
This has been an EbizQ podcast.